The Jacksonville Jaguars unveiled the world's largest video boards on Saturday night, but here's a closer look at how they work. The full renovation of Everbank Field, including the north end zone deck, took $63 million, including $20 million from Jaguars owner Shad Khan. At 362 feet wide and 60 feet tall, each end zone display is the largest in the world. The boards were manufactured by Daktronics in Brookings, South Dakota. Each board starts with modules, a blank circuit board that runs through machines that attaches LEDs, drivers, chips, and other components. Modules are then placed on cabinets, and a fully installed cabinet came off the line at Daktronics every 5 minutes. In the finished product, each end zone display has over 15,000 modules, over 400 cabinets, and over 35.5 million LEDs. The boards are nice, but there must be produced content, and with a 6.5:1 aspect ratio, normal television dimensions will not show over the whole display. Producers had to think wide when creating in-game content to show over the whole board, including player introductions. During regular game action, the boards will be split into thirds with live game video in the middle, scoreboard information on one side, and statistical information on the other. The boards can change looks for three different video streams, including different replay angles of the same play. Each show look, including the new ribbon boards around the stadium, will include 11 different streams of data from different areas, including cameras, statistical information, red zone channel, and other information that will be seen for the first time on game day. Each game day, there are around 50 employees included in the production shown on the boards, including 10 camera operators and producers, directors, technical directors, editors, replay operators, and stats computer operators. The entire operation will get a full run-through during the Jaguars scrimmage on Saturday, August 2nd, before the first home preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Friday, August 8th.